The candidates for governor have promoted a variety of plans they say will drive down health care costs and cover more people. But University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point political science professor Ed Miller says the problem is that the next governor will be constrained by the state budget. Miller, who teaches health policy, says that without raising taxes, there's only so much a governor will be able to do.
Well, you can't get very far. What you can do is you can have proposals that are not going to cost you very much.
Which has been the approach this campaign from the two major party candidates for governor. Only Green Party candidate Nelson Eisman has called for changing the income tax system so that the state can pay for universal health care. Republican Mark Green has taken almost the opposite approach. He's called repeatedly for dropping the state tax on contributions to health savings accounts to make it easier for people to save their own money for health expenses. Wisconsin is one of the few states that still taxes these accounts.
We need to try a different path. I think that health savings accounts, I'm not telling you they're a silver bullet. What I am telling you is that families should have that chance.
Democratic Governor Jim Doyle has repeatedly vetoed proposals to lift the tax on health savings accounts, saying they don't offer any help to the vast majority of people who need it. Green has also proposed a similar idea for Medicaid patients, giving them a set amount of public funding and letting them choose where to spend it and where to save it. Where Green advocates for a commercial-driven health care system, Doyle has touted his record in the public sector. The governor says his office has already taken an active role in getting all children insured by letting low-income families buy into Wisconsin's Badger Care program.
And we're going to continue to work on long-term care with the expansion of the Great Family Care program statewide that allows seniors and people with disabilities to stay in their homes for much less expense than going into nursing care.
Doyle also wants to let businesses buy into an insurance pool to cover catastrophic care, like someone would need after an accident, for example. Professor Miller says this sounds like a sensible move, but for whatever reason, it has not worked in other states. Both major party candidates have called for more transparency when it comes to health care costs. Green says it will help people make smart health care decisions.
I think by introducing consumer-based health care into the system, I think families and small businesses need to have those choices.
And Governor Doyle agrees. Professor Miller says the current health care system is comparable to people flying on an airplane. Everybody paid a different price for their tickets, and nobody knows what it was. But he says that doesn't mean so-called price transparency will make any difference in what people pay for health care. For one thing, Miller says individuals usually want the best when it comes to health care, and they're not necessarily interested in bargain shopping.
Also, a lot of times when medical emergencies arise, you don't even think about the cost. You go to the nearest hospital or something like this. A variety of things have worked against this idea of consumer choice.
Miller says the driving issue as far as health care goes this election could be the new Medicare prescription drug benefit, something Congressman Green voted for in Washington that Miller says has generally made seniors unhappy. He says the situation has allowed Doyle to take shots at Green's record, like he did at a recent press conference.
Like I say, I would hope today maybe he'd be standing up and explaining to people why he cast the deciding vote not to allow the federal government to negotiate with drug companies for Medicare Part D.
Doyle also used the podium on that day to criticize Congress for endangering Wisconsin's own senior care drug buying program. Both Doyle and Green have pledged support for senior care, but it may be phased out if the Bush administration wants all states to use Medicare Part D. Doyle and Green have each proposed tax breaks. Doyle wants health insurance premiums to be tax deductible for all residents. Green wants to expand a tax credit for people who purchase long-term health care plans for themselves or their elderly parents. The Green Party's Nelson Eisman says tax dollars should be used to provide universal health care. He says this is within the state's means already if a governor makes it a priority.
Wisconsin is not a poor state. We are a very rich state. We are one of the richest places in the whole world. We have wonderful resources and wonderful people. All we need is better public policy.
Eisman would pick up the bill using money from a revamped income tax system, an idea neither of the frontrunners has even touched this campaign. In all likelihood, the next governor will take smaller steps. Voters will decide in which direction. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.